All right, everyone, let's go!
All right. Woo! UNC's annual Out of the Darkness Walk took place on April 18th outside Wilson Library. It invited those with lived experience, people who have lost someone to suicide, and anyone passionate about mental health advocacy to travel the loop by campus academic buildings in Franklin Street. With many wearing t-shirts and buttons donning the names and photos of loved ones, attendees mingled to share stories, write messages of hope on a community board, and learn about campus and community resources from groups like UNC Suicide Prevention Institute, UNC Family Medicine, and Orange County's Health and Human Services team. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among those ages 15 through 24. And graduate student and event chair, Maddie Ellis, said the walk helps bring together Carolina's mental health ecosystem in a way that's actually tangible.
A lot of the research that's done at UNC is not always accessible to the larger student body. And so for walks like this, where we're inviting faculty, students, community members, it's a really great way for people to learn about what's happening sometimes behind the scenes at UNC.
The local Out of the Darkness Walk is just one of many hosted each spring at college campuses across the country. It's one of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's primary fundraising initiatives, helping the volunteer organization expand its research, education, and advocacy efforts. The Chapel Hill Walk has already raised more than half of its $13,000 goal for the year.
All right, so our top fundraisers, so these are our suicide prevention superheroes.
And if you feel like no one understands what you're going through, the campus walks are a space to connect with people who do.
Please raise your white beads as we take a moment of silence for children lost.
Every member of the small crowd wore several strands of colorful beads to show their own connection to the cause, including Peter Brooks.
My orange one is for losing my brother, and also I have one for my own attempt, but it's for those of us who are in the community, they can look at the beads and say, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry for your losses. You want to talk about it? You know, I've had similar losses. That's how folks can reach out and meet each other.
Among the variety of colors, like gold for the loss of a parent or red for loss of a spouse, each attendee matched with a dark blue strand in shared support of suicide prevention. Brooks said he attends several walks across North Carolina every year, describing them as a way to both meet new people and get communities involved in the cause.
And I enjoy telling my story. It wasn't easy at first, but hopefully when I tell my story in any kind of forum, somebody will find something in that to try to help themselves out. I mean, I've leaned on my faith quite a lot. I go to Mount Carmel Baptist Church here in Chapel Hill, and I grew up here, so I know a lot of people have struggled. My own friends have struggled a lot.
The event even attracted those from outside Orange County. As part of her senior capstone project at Elon University, Sarah Moore said she's visited various campuses, senior centers, and social workers to research what suicide prevention can look like for older adults. She explained how men over the age of 65 have some of the highest suicide rates in the state.
And a lot of people just don't know about that, and what I found through my project, a lot of people don't care.
Among that group, Moore said most are in hospice care, or have another illness.
And so there's kind of this social thing about like, oh, out of sight, out of mind, but also they're gonna die anyway. And that was just kind of an idea where I saw that and I was like, I wanna challenge that and I wanna look at, okay, this is something that we know is preventable. We know suicide's preventable. And yet year after year, these rates are rising.
She described what it's like to see so many communities passionate about the cause.
Coming here is really powerful in seeing that everyone cares and everyone is here for a different reason, here for a different person. And that's really powerful and also kind of grounds the idea that like these aren't just numbers. These are real people who are going through something so painful that they're choosing to take their life.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.